All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We were just laughing our butts off. You wonder why my eyes are all bloodshot. Kamala Harris, 2024 to 2024. Freaking crowd was so funny. that last video, that just killed us, all of us in this room. And not to mention Mike Davis. Hey, Aaron, cue up Mike Davis one more time.
Okay, I
guess. When you can. While Aaron's doing that, let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Peg Joe, good to see you. Sexy Pony, Jim Kohler, Veronica 18201, D9597, Motown GP, Motown JBH, US Abbey Girl, My Broken Heart, Gritterdom is on D9597, Get Access Snow 444 is on, Big Jim Go Blue is on, Buckeye Nut 1968 is on, Why Not Me is on, Prayer Works 2 is on, Dead Plan is on, Genie Malfeasy is on, Suzanne M. Pierce is on, Costello Dina is on, Judy Anita is on, Daniel Armstrong Rec is on, General Lee 78 is on, Patty K44 is on, Cap Guy 1 is on, Ukraine Dave is on, Mike Griffith is on, Mojave Jeep JT is on, Hassle Free TV is on, LA 106X is on, Conservative Waffles on, 50925 McDonald is on, Man 26 is on, Leon Fish Puppy's on, Jeffrey Burns Tileman is on. Let's see here. Anybody missed? Kate 773 is on. Gritterdom is on. Shayline 04 is on. Deanna 91263 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Luann 5 is on. Chopper Super Nut is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let me see. Lita Bonita is on. Black Bart 201 is on. John Phillips is on. VFR 800 2003 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Lisa Sobo is on. Milwaukee James is on. Ambully's on. Deanna 91263 is on. I think I said that one already. But anyway, but appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. So we were just laughing our butts off with that last Crowder video. You got Kamala's career, you know, his ode to her career, 2024 to 2024. Awesome. And the other one that really cracked us up during the pregame, just in case you missed it, is this one. Play it for me.
I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump and his second term, because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. And I promise you that. So thank you.
There you go. So I just had to show you that. I may use that 37 times during the podcast tonight. Lisa Kinzer, 11960. Glad you're on. Good to see you guys. Hey, just real quick, here we are now. Day three, and I know all about Alfie Oaks. We will get to that. I know all about it. Obviously, it's 2 hours south of here in Florida, right here on the West Coast. I actually met him. Super nice guy. We actually talked about him coming on the show or whatever. It never did happen. But anyway, probably could have. I'm not very good with that stuff. I never actually call people to get him on the show very often. I have, but not very often. But anyway, great man. 100% behind him. No, completely and totally that he's innocent, and we will get to that tonight. We'll be ready to skip ahead to it because I've got it. It's a couple slides down. It's actually probably 50 slides down, so I'm going to have to skip to it because I've got a whole bunch of reaction to the election stuff. And here we are now. So the election was Tuesday, so you have all night Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day today, and here we are, and we still don't know who has won the House. We know that we've won the Senate, but we don't know how much we won it by. Aaron, as a matter of fact, if you can, just while I'm talking about this, go to decision desk,
yep,
and get the latest for me. All right, George Tweet, here it is, just out of Arizona, just as an example. How in the world can Arizona be called for Trump and not called for either Kerry Lake or Gallego? How is that even remotely possible? How is it that the absolute city on a hill democracy over this entire world, the United States of America, and I know we're not a democracy, I know we're a constitutional republic, but it's too hard to say over and over again. So how can the city on a hill democracy around the globe not be able to count our ballots on election day? Somebody explain that to me. John Fetterman came out today, senator out of Pennsylvania, talking about all the votes will be counted. It's amazing that somebody like him, and no matter what you think about him, whatever, he's an intelligent human being. He's an idiot as far as politically, but he's an intelligent human being, has actually been brainwashed into thinking that it's acceptable not to know who's elected the day of the election. And again, I say, Arizona, or, and I actually wrote this back to him, whether it's Pennsylvania, whether it's Arizona, Florida, 23 million people live here. 23 million people live here. And we knew who won the election at 8:20 at night. Our polls close at 7. In an hour and 20 minutes, we knew who won the election in Florida. In Arizona, they have 11 million people, and they still don't know who won. In Pennsylvania, they have between 11 and 15 million people. They still don't know who won. Explain that to me. And what I said to Fetterman was, just give me a coherent answer of how it is you can't count ballots and you're half the size of the state of Florida. You can't count ballots in 3 days and we can count them in 90 or less minutes. Think about that. 23 million people we knew who won the election in 90 minutes. It's actually 80 minutes. We know who won. Florida was called for Trump at 8:20. I was standing in my garage at the time. I saw Florida called for Trump at 8:20. Explain to me, give me a cogent, coherent answer of how it is that Pennsylvania doesn't know who won their senatorial races yet. Somebody, please send me, if you happen to be a leftard and you're watching this right now, if you're watching on the Christian Television Network locally here, you can go on to Rumble and send it to me, the Rumble Rant. Or if you're a leftard and you happen to be watching on Rumble right now, which of course doesn't happen very often, send it to me in the Rumble Rant right now. It's 984 people that are watching online with you, spanning YouTube, Black Robe, and Rumble. So send me an answer. Give me a reason why you can't count ballots other than malfeasance, other than for nefarious purposes. And we all know what they're doing right now. They're trying to add ballots. Because they didn't have time to do it on election day because of our early voting. Now they're doing it. They're trying. Well, explain to me. How do you not know? The polls were on basically the same timeline as a time zone as Pennsylvania. At 3 hours difference, I guess, with Arizona. But regardless of that, the polls closed roughly 7 o'clock at every state. Well, sometimes it's 7 or 8 o'clock. But you close. So you had 5 hours on Tuesday, 24 hours on Wednesday, and here we are 3 hours short of 24 hours, so 21 hours today, and we still don't know who won Arizona. We know who, and how do you know who won the presidential race, but not the senatorial or congressional races? Explain that to me. Aaron, do you know? Give me an explanation.
Somebody,
there. Other than you're trying to add votes. So here's a new mad. Here we are again. Can you believe it? Here we are again. These are the defenders of democracy. Now, if you question election, by the way, everybody on Twitter who's a leftist is questioning this election. How is it that Kamala got 13 million less votes than Biden? It's in your face, moron. And you forbade us from talking about it. Remember? Although we all talked about it, but you know what I mean. If you talk about it, you're a threat to democracy. If you question the elections, you're a threat to the integrity of our elections. Our elections have no integrity. How do you have integrity? How's this? Notice the date and time. It's basically 5 o'clock this afternoon. How do you have integrity? You don't know who won an election. How's there election integrity when we're 3 days into counting ballots right now and we don't know who won? How's there election integrity? And everybody on the left is questioning the integrity of this election. But none of them are a threat to democracy. But when you and I do it, we're a threat to democracy. So from George, a new batch of votes just got released at 5 o'clock this afternoon. How do they get released? what exactly is going on here? I mean, it's amazing. A new batch gets released. Released from where? What do you mean released? What does that even mean? You vote. It either gets put into a box or it gets sent and you put it into. It gets fed into a voting machine. Released. It gets counted then. Why are ballots being released? Released from what? Custody? So a new batch gets released from Arizona. Carrie Lake has surged yet again. So she's down by 50,000. But I hope she wins. Some of you might be thinking, well, you badmouth Carrie Lake? Yeah, I badmouth her because she chose to take an idiotic stance on abortion, which has cost her this, which has either potentially cost her this election or has cost her this election being a blowout on her behalf. She should have won. Listen, Gallego is 10 times worse than Biden. He's horrible. But they're all the same. They're all communists. But Gallego hides it less. Gallego doesn't hide it as well as Biden does. She should have beaten Gallego by 13, 14 points. And now they're within 2 points of each other. She should be 13 points ahead of him. What did Trump win? Aaron, are you on there now? Decision desk?
I am.
So what did Trump win Arizona by? Do you have that?
Let me check real quick. He won by roughly 170,000 people, 52.5% to 46.6%.
Okay, he won by 6%.
Yeah.
And Kerry Lake's down by 2%. How does that happen?
Yep.
Because you chose to take a soft stance on abortion. I hope she wins. I like Kerry Lake. However, her stance on abortion, listen, you're either a right winger or you're not. When people ask you about where you are in abortion, boldly proclaim where you're at. I am fervently pro-life, but even Trump doesn't. Listen, Trump tells you where he's at. He goes, I stand where Ronald Reagan stands. I believe I am pro-life with certain exceptions. Fine. I don't agree with him. I don't believe in any exceptions, but you know where he stands. What does Kerry Lake do? I'd like to know the story of the person seeking an abortion. Okay, you're out. You're done. This is what happens. Now you're sitting here like this because you take all the fervency out of certain voters who vote strictly on pro-life lines. Listen, push comes to shove. That's all. I vote on biblical lines. That's it. That's where I vote. So hopefully she pulls that. It depends on where, just like we talked about on election night, it all depends on where the votes are coming from. Some people say they're coming from really good places. Aaron says 78% have now been counted. 78%.
That's it.
Okay. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 70. Explain that to me. You're like, Tom, you're bumbling over your. I know, because there's no coherent reason why the state of Arizona, which is part of a first world country, can't count all their ballots in 3 days. Florida's done. Georgia's done. Louisiana's done. Mississippi's done. Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas. Texas, the second largest state in the union, was done at 9 o'clock at night and was called. And Arizona's only got 78% of their ballots. Kind of explain that to me. Explain to me how that's even remotely possible. And you know why it is this way? Because it is McCain-era voting laws. John McCain instituted these voting laws that are in place in the state of Arizona that are used to manipulate elections. I wonder why, because Johnny was corrupt to the core. All right, so there we are. That's where that stands right now. All right, let's go to the next one. So we have to do some more. So here we are 3 days in. And we don't know whether we know that we are going to run the Senate. We don't know by how many. We know that the House, well, we don't know anything about the House, but the suppositions that I'm seeing is that the House is going to be at least held by us, and we might be up three to four people in the House. So we'll see. 3 to 4 seats in the House. We will see. Aaron, you got any of the latest on anything? Is there anything to update on the decision desk at all?
Go ahead. Doesn't look like any updates, but we're...
Just give me what you got.
Yeah, the House is 215 to 203 right now.
215, 203.
Senate is 52-46.
52-46, right. Yep. So can you tell on decision desk which senatorial and congressional seats haven't been decided yet?
Yes.
And so in which states? Go ahead.
For the Senate, it is Pennsylvania, which is Dave McCormick and Kerry Lake and Ruben Gallego. Right. And then for the House, I've got...
So Arizona, Pennsylvania.
Yep. I've got a couple, one in Washington, one in Oregon, two in California, one in Arizona, and Alaska.
And all of those states, the presidential race has already been called. So explain to me. And here's the thing. Some people will say, well, the congressional seats can go by district. That's correct. But not the senatorial one. So how do you not know? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, so let's do some of this stuff first, and I will eventually get to Alfie Oaks. So everybody stand by for that. Alfie Oaks, who's home. That's the owner, a major Trump activist, conservative activist, legitimate. I mean, you want to talk about anti-COVID mitigation guy, anti-vax, anti-COVID vax, anti-mask. I mean, he is as much of a beast towards that stuff as we are here at Foundation Church. I mean, he never closed, never will, never mitigated, never masked, nothing. And strangely today, his home was raided. Very odd, isn't it? Matter of fact, you know what, Will? I'm going to throw a major kink in the chain here. Let's skip to that stuff. I'm going to tell you exactly where to go. We're going to skip to it. Go to John Strand. It's that important. I got to do it before I show you all this idiocy. You're awesome, Will. You're awesome. That is so fast. So we're going to go John Strand. And then I got an article, I think it's just a...
YouTube video.
And then YouTube video. That's the whole thing. So there you go. And then I'm going to read you an article from the Gateway Pundit. So here is John Strand, breaking community leader, Alfie for America. That's his title. What do you call it, Aaron? Title on...
Twitter tag.
Twitter tag. Yeah. was just raided at home by a surprise IRS assault, terrorizing his wife and daughter. He's a strong supporter of President Trump and MAGA. Major, then again, talking about, here we are, four and a half plus years, 15 days to flatten the curve. This man right here never bent, never will, never closed, never will. The Fed is a terrorist organization weaponized against conservatives. Absolutely right. The madness must end. So here we were warned, and we talked about it here, but really the person who's been most on top of this, as usual, is Alex Jones, has been talking about how tumultuous the 76 days could be, 74 now, or something like that, between Trump being elected and being inaugurated. So here we are. Weird how this suddenly happens now, isn't it? Suddenly happens now. So let's go here. Now, I'm going to read you. I'll get you. Here's the piece out of the Gateway Pundit. So you know who actually, because then I'm going to show you the local news report out of Naples, too. Gateway Pundit article. The feds raided Alfie Oaks, Naples, Florida home and farm with a battering ram on Thursday. Yeah, he looks dangerous, doesn't he? Yeah. Alfie Oaks is an outspoken Trump supporter, owner of Seed to Table Grocery Store. The raid, and everyone needs to, as much as you can, buy their stuff. Get on there, start buying their stuff, order their stuff. Send money to them, whatever you got to do. I'll be on it tomorrow. My friend Brian sent this to me today. I didn't even know about it because it happened about 30 minutes before he called me, if that. And then he called me and I went to Twitter and started downloading stuff on it. But we all need to now, we need to basically buy out everything they have. Let's buy it all. Let's support them. He's going to need, he's got money. I'm just saying, you know what? We need to make sure that he's got millions and millions and millions of dollars because now he's going to be in a legal battle until Trump gets into office and can just pardon him. And just call this whole thing off because we all know it's bogus. So, but we all need to support him. Get millions and millions and millions of dollars into his coffers. Either you send him money or you buy all of his stuff. Let's get millions of dollars into his coffers because the feds have a limitless coffer. They drag the whole prosecution is the persecution. The prosecution is the punishment because they bankrupt everybody. If you're not Donald Trump, you can't fight. They bankrupted General Flynn. They bankrupted Peter Navarro. They tried to they bankrupted Alex Jones. They tried to bankrupt Steve Bannon. I don't know what his financial status is, but I guarantee you, Steve Bannon's got some money, but he obviously doesn't have Trump money. So the prosecution is the persecution. The prosecution is the punishment. It's the same thing they were doing with all these other people, whether it was Sidney Powell or all the Jeff Clark. All of these defenders of Donald Trump, these lawyers who can no longer get jobs as lawyers anymore. Many lawyers refuse to even work for MAGA people now because they'll be disbarred for absolutely nonsensical reasons that make no sense, that contradict all constitutional law. But I digress. Let's just talk about Alfie here for a minute. The raid was conducted. Get this now. Who do you think conducted the raid? Anybody guess? Because I've never seen this before. I've never heard of this before. The raid was conducted by the Defense Criminal Investigative Service. Anybody ever heard of that before?
No.
Which investigates criminal behavior with the Department of Defense. This is a DOD raid. Didn't I tell you there was a DOD pandemic too? And a DOD vaccination? And now you've got a DOD raid? How is that? Anybody ever even heard of Defense Criminal Investigative Service before? Have you ever heard of that before? I never have. And I'm not claiming to have the most knowledge on the planet, but I certainly have above average knowledge on this stuff. According to reports, the feds used a battering ram to bust the door down at Alfie Oaks' home, while his wife and daughter were home. IRS agents were seen carrying boxes out of Alfie Oaks' home. NBC2.com reported multiple law enforcement agencies are at the home, including the Florida State Troopers. Are at the home of prominent Collier County businessman and controversial. How's he controversial? Because he didn't wear a mask? That's controversial? Because he wouldn't take a experimental gene-altering but they did a survey after, remember the vaccine? They did a survey after they put out the vaccine that the American public was told that it was actually a gene-altering, gene-therapeutic. Nobody would have taken it because he didn't take it, because he refused to pimp and whore for it, that he refused to close down. That makes you controversial? You don't just buy every lie told you. I said this in church on Sunday. And by the way, you got to take Bill Gates' health advice or Alfie's? That's how you want to look, right? That's how you actually want to look. But I said this in church on Sunday. If this offends any of you, I don't apologize. So here you go. If you're going to take somebody's, would anybody out there have sex with a woman or a man, depending on who you are, in the pitch black darkness and have no idea who they are. No idea where you're sticking things in or out or you're allowing to be. Trying to be as politically correct as I can be or as pastoral as I can be. Yeah. Would anybody do that? You can't see the person. Maybe you could smell them. But how many of you are? How many of you would do that? To actually allow somebody to have sex with you, to, I'm trying to be nice, penetrate you or penetrate something when you have no idea who it is. Almost every single person on the planet outside of the most desperate human beings in the world would say, I would never do that. But you allow strangers with a needle to penetrate you with a chemical that you have no idea who made it, no idea what's in it, and just allow that to be integrated into your entire biochemical system, including penetrating your blood-brain barrier. This guy said absolutely not to that idiocy, as did the three of us in this room, as did all of Foundation Church. And now his home has been raided by the Defense Criminal Investigative Service, a arm of the Department of Defense. Law enforcement, including federal officials, were seen going in and out of the home of Alfie Oaks on Santa Cruz Court in the Villages of Monterey in Naples. And in his packing plant in Immokalee. Let's all buy him out. Let's get that packing plant empty. Let's buy everything he has. Federal agents from the Defense Criminal Investigative Service were seen at the packing plant. The DCIS investigates cases. That's the Defense Criminal Investigative Service. The DCIS investigates cases of fraud, bribery, corruption, including cyber crimes and computer intrusions. Okay, what crimes could he possibly be committing? Go to that one you just showed, Aaron, or Will, who's ever on the show over there, with that, like his grocery store. And his fruit was expired? So you're going to send the Department of Defense in? At Oaks' home, multiple law enforcement officers were seen coming and going in unmarked cars this morning and afternoon. They were going in and out of his home through the garage, carrying boxes, including a man wearing an IRS shirt, carrying out a computer. There you go. All right, go to the next one. We will. YouTube video. Here's the local news account from it. Play for me.
Breaking news. You're looking at law enforcement surrounding the home of local businessman and conservative activist Alfie Oaks. I want to show you this brand new video at 4. That's Alfie Oaks walking into his home while law enforcement are at the home. You can see him walk right past our cameras and reporter.
So the raid is coming just 2 days after he held a massive election watch party at his seed-to-table grocery store. We have NBC2's Alexa Velez for us live from North Naples right now, where IRS agents went into the gated community. Alexa.
Yeah, so right now we are outside of Alfie Oaks' home here in the Villages of Monterey in North Naples, and we saw multiple law enforcement officers coming and going in unmarked cars this morning and afternoon, but they've all left since, and that includes people with the IRS. This is new video of Oaks from about an hour ago. He quickly went into his home after talking to law enforcement, and they were going in and out of his home through the garage, carrying boxes, and we actually saw a man wearing an IRS shirt carry out a computer. One neighbor told me off camera that officers showed up around 11 this morning with a battering ram and that his wife and daughter were home. We reached out to FHP and they confirmed that they were only here assisting other agencies by securing the area, mainly keeping Santa Cruz Court clear. And I spoke to a neighbor who knows Oaks, and this is what he knows.
Right around the corner over here, we just heard, open the door. And that's all I really heard. I don't think they kicked the door in. I think his wife, I heard, let him in.
Alfie Oaks is a well-known Republican leader. Oaks Farms, seed-to-table grocery store, who employs thousands of people. And we're still waiting to hear more from the Department of Law Enforcement to find out exactly what is going on and the IRS as well. But for now, we're outside of his home in North Naples. I'm Alexa Velez, NBC2.
So I'm reading some of what you guys are saying here in the chat. Tim L. T-Bird, so Alfie's an activist. Where's the sheriff? Exactly, constitutional sheriff. I don't see him. I see the state troopers. And I see the IRS, and I see, again, I got to write this DCIS. I've never heard of them before in my life. Defense Criminal Investigative Service. I've never heard of that before, ever. So I'd like to see what that is. They investigate crimes of fraud, bribery, corruption, including cyber crimes and computer intrusions. And again, here's the thing. This is what I'm telling you. Now, notice how, of course, it's feds doing this. Because somehow they'll try to get whatever legal initiative or trial or whatever they're going to try to do, they're going to try to get it in D.C. Because they'll get in front. And whenever I say Tanya Shuckin, please understand, I'm just using her as a symbol. She's a communist, socialist, leftist acolyte. That's who she is, Tanya Shuckin. She's one of the, of course, she's the trial judge for Jack Smith's insurrection case against Donald Trump, which is all being dismissed as we speak. But when I say that, I'm talking about these judges symbolically. Because all of these cases, whether it's Rudy Giuliani's defamation case, was held in Washington, D.C. How's that? Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss were defamed in Atlanta, but their defamation case was held in Washington, D.C. And just so you know, because Aaron showed me the stats during our election coverage, Washington, D.C., where our rulers voted 92.5% for Kamala Harris. Just so you know, Washington is a giant cesspool full of floating feces. So here we have Alfie Oaks. I keep wanting to say Alfie Acres because of the name, like of where he lives or something. I don't know. Got it stuck in my head. But anyway, Alfie Oaks, he gets raided. He hasn't responded yet. I just said, Aaron, double check on Twitter. He hasn't responded yet to what the charges are. I see some of you. From Peg Joe, what is DeSantis saying? Well, we're going to find out because this is going to be huge. It's going to go big. I mean, Alfie Oaks is about as big as it gets. Like when I spoke at the Clay Clark thing at Rodney Howard Brown's church in Tampa, that's where I met Alfie Acres. Aaron and I were just talking about it. See, I just did it. Alfie Oaks. See, I'm stuck in my head. Dadgummit. I hate that. I hate when something like that's stuck in my head. But anyway. When I saw, I'm just going to say Alfie, but when Aaron and I talked to him, he's the coolest guy in the world. Yeah. I mean, seriously, like the coolest guy in the world. Like I keep telling you, the people that I've met and spent some time with, I only got 5 minutes with Alfie, but I mean, awesome guy. General Flynn, great human being. Alex Jones, great human being. I'm talking about, these are stalwart people. And for them to be dragged through the mud and persecuted via prosecution is just beyond me. You've ever met, I've spent time not only with General Flynn, but General Flynn's, I sat with her, my wife, and her family. General Flynn couldn't be at the wedding. I did a wedding for somebody in their family. And because some of their family members come to this church. But anyway, also stalwart, wonderful people. But anyway, I got to spend a couple hours across the table. I was sitting right next to General Flynn's brother. And across the table from me was General Flynn's wife. These are absolutely salt of the earth, seed to table people. I mean, and they're just being dragged through the mud and put through absolute hell because of who they politically support. And we don't do it. And then the very people who are doing this are claiming that's what Donald Trump's going to do. And Donald, we already have a 4-year example of what Donald Trump would and would not do. It's amazing Donald Trump's going to ban speech coming from the people who are currently banning speech. Donald Trump's going to persecute us via the DOJ from the people who are persecuting us via the DOJ. So we'll keep an eye on this whole thing. It absolutely breaks my heart. I know that if Alfie comes up and says something, Aaron, just kind of keep checking every couple minutes. Yeah. Not every couple minutes, every 10 minutes or so. See if he pops up and says anything on Twitter. If you see something, send it to me in the chat. Let Aaron know. I might miss it. Keep it up in the chat. Aaron will catch it because when I'm rampaging, if you notice, whenever I'm looking this way, I'm looking at the chat, just so you know. So just like we did on election night, some of you guys, I mean, we're Mega Wisconsin, Honey Badger, 23 Justin Blake, Peg Joe, you guys, some of you guys were huge help during that time because you guys were spanning other outlets and stuff. If you do send something in, don't just send it. Send it with a source. Send it with a source because we don't know who you are. Some of them, so I know about 1% of the people in the chat personally. Like I know who they are by their name. Some of them I know, but I don't know that I know them because their name's different on the chat, obviously. All right, so it's really hard for me to break off of the Alfie Oaks things. It really is. But we got to do it, and we got to change the subject for now, and then we'll just monitor it. And don't worry, I'll be all over that like white on rice. So, all right, let's go to some, I call this again the reaction portion of the show. Let's look at some more reactions from the election from Tuesday night, X video. This woman with an IQ of 130 mm-hmm. is way smarter than any Trump supporter with a collective IQ of 47. This was actually put out seriously. Seriously, this woman considers herself to be an absolute genius. Play it for me.
Not that my content reaches a lot of men because I have an IQ of 130, but I want the men in this country to know that half the female population, we're dry. We're probably gonna stay dry. I'm dry as a desert, baby, and I don't want it to change. Yeah, we're not gonna like you anymore. You understand that? Like, it doesn't matter if you take away abortion, like, we'll want to have your babies even less, right? Even if you take away contraception, like, women are really good at celibacy because you guys are actually a threat to us. So we have a lot less to gain from you. So yeah, 4B all the way. Let's make some money, I guess. That's all we can do now.
And listen to how hysterical this woman with an IQ of 130, he put the next one for me, Will, because here's Wind Talker's response. An IQ of 130, and she just figured out that choice exists before you create a new human being. So it's hysterical, but just leave that one up. So what's so funny, but make sure you follow Wind Talker on Twitter. She's gotten really big on Twitter. She's awesome, a real fighter, absolute real conservative fighter, never closed, never will, never COVID, all those that type of person. But anyway, so she's sitting there talking about, you know what? We're not going to let any men touch us. And we're not going to have your babies because you won't let us abort your babies. I mean, how does that make sense? And anybody who actually believes this is anything but an OnlyFans girl, you're stupid. Because that's exactly what she is. We all know that. And Aaron was talking about what she's actually selling pictures of. She's selling pictures of all her body parts. We all know that. But anyway, with her 130. So, I mean, it's just at 130 IQ. But anyway, so think about it. So think about our logic. We're not going to let any man touch us, and we're not going to have your babies because you won't let us abort your babies. And by the way, thank you for not letting any man touch you because you're not going to abort another person. And you're in if you happen to not abort it, then you're not going to create a trans monstrosity at your house also where you convince a boy that he's a girl and a girl that she's a boy, right? And then pay for their, well, not pay, Aaron and I will then pay for their Lupron. We're really glad that you've decided to be quote unquote dry. Thank you. Thank you. And make sure you, listen, I don't want to see now that you're quote unquote dry now and no man can touch you and you're dating somebody a week from now. You need to stick to it for 4 years. 4 years of celibacy. Now, you're probably a devout whore, but I want you to stick with it for 4 years and don't procreate any Kamala supporters. Thank you. And here's the thing. Don't even abort any Kamala supporters because I don't want anybody to die unlike you. All right, and well, there's a whole thing going on. Just so you know, if you actually have a life and you're not like me and Aaron... True. I didn't throw Will in there this time. But if you're not like me, Aaron, and you actually have a life, then you probably don't know what exactly is happening on Twitter and social. And the only one I stay on is Twitter because it's quick and easy. And I'm banned off of, you know, a lot of the other things. But anyway, so I'm on Twitter and I go over to the For You section. For some reason, it's gotten more balanced now, but it used to be everything but For You. It means your account, For You. It used to be all left-art stuff. Now, with Elon, it gets more and more taken over by things that would actually be for me. But anyway, so if you go over there and you go and you just start looking into what all the left-art accounts are saying, there's all these women, I mean hundreds of them, they're all putting out these posts. Here's another one. I just have to show them to you. Like, Tom, you're usually deeper than this. It's all, you know, statistical data. I know, but I got to have some fun. I mean, you got to have some fun. And, you know, you have to enjoy this election. I'm going to gloat for the next couple days until at least Friday to some extent. Gloat to some extent. Not going to keep gloating, but I'm going to gloat at least a little bit. And I really don't gloat. I'm not really doing a lot of nanny nanny boo boo stuff and not doing all that. I'm just showing you what the leftists are doing.
Yeah.
And reporting. There's literally hundreds of these things. Here's another one for you. And wokeness video. Woke mom holds back tears as she tells her terrified kids who won the election. This right here is arrestable child abuse. Play it for me.
Harris did not win.
You won.
Trump. So,
take a breath.
Yep. So today may look a little different at school. Okay, there are probably going to be friends who have questions, right? I'm sure your teachers are going to... I think, you know, we currently are in a country where we get to choose, right? And people have different priorities. They have different values. Some people hear what he has to say and they don't believe him. And some people hear what he has to say and they believe him and they agree with him. So today's probably, your school day is probably going to look pretty normal. Okay. Your teachers are going to do a really great job of, you know, if you have questions throughout the day or if you have big feelings throughout the day.
Do you like these?
I am sad.
I'm very sad.
And now you're crying.
I mean, folks, that's child abuse. I mean, why in the world are you having a conversation like that with small children? Why in the world? And what's so funny is she says earlier on, school's going to be very different. Typical left hard logic. Just like the abortion lady just a minute ago. We're not going to have sex with you, so we can't abort your kids. No, thank you. So and now she goes, school is going to be very different tomorrow. And then, I mean, literally 30 seconds later, now school's going to be normal tomorrow. Typical. I mean, absolutely typical leftist. I mean, here's the thing. Those poor kids, if you're wondering how, you know, I can't remember what the percentages are. Basically, 20 years ago, 0% of the population identified as trans. And now it's like 20% of the population is identifying as trans. And I'm talking about kid population. This is why. See, that woman every day is brainwashing her own children to verify and validate her political views. She thinks trans is great, so she's going to make her own kids trans. You're like Mandy Cohen, the head of the CDC, for another 74 days. Mandy Cohen, the head of the CDC, vaccinating her own daughters who are preteen kids over and over and over again to validate her own erroneous beliefs in the mRNA clot shots. She could be potentially killing her own children to validate her own faulty beliefs. It's like nobody comes forward around the globe right now to admit that their own kid died from the vaccine. After their kid dies of the vaccine, they go get vaccinated again, endlessly trying to validate themselves. So here's another one. Got to put this one up. Classic of alt. Look at this side by side, guys, for just a second. Look at that. There she is. That's Kathy Griffin after 5,000 facial surgeries. Yeah. Everybody, we'll put it back. I mean, can you imagine somebody actually touches that woman? I mean, talk about in the dark. That would be like mandatory in the dark.
Scary. I was gonna say,
turn the light off.
Please turn it off. I don't want to know. I don't want to see. I'm desperate.
But won't you go wow wow? And I'm like, dude, turn the light off, honey. Turn the light off. Gosh, dog. I mean, literally, that looks like Carrot Top attacking.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I saw that video when we were downloading, I thought it was Carrot Top.
Dog woman. Look, go back and watch the Seinfeld with her in it. Oh my gosh! All right, libs of TikTok video. Kathy Griffin isn't coping well. Play it for me.
I don't think that our beloved country, America, knows what it's in for with a fascistic society and dictator. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not being dramatic. I have said this on tapes before, but I am shocked and crushed at how many people I personally know did not vote or felt like there was no difference between the candidates or just were too self-involved to learn anything about it. And that makes me sad. You know, just because I live in California and have a lot of protections other states don't, doesn't mean there won't be a federal ban on abortion. And although I know that's sort of funny, me worrying about abortion, but just being a lifelong feminist, I worry about all of it. And the fact that the boys should be just as worried, because if you're really living in sort of the Trumpian, Christo-fascist, mega church, I think Trump is stopping child trafficking, QAnon world, then if your son gets a girl pregnant and they're both 15, then you, of course, will force that they marry and keep having as many Duggars as possible.
When does this ever happen? That's my old thing. You're going to hear this over and over again. But we already have a 4-year example of what Donald Trump would do. No federal abortion ban. And I believe in a federal abortion ban. But now that's not going to happen. Roe v. Wade's been overturned. The path to a federal abortion ban was actually via rulings or legislation along the Roe v. Wade path. Roe v. Wade's been overturned. If she wants to kill her kid, she can't, no, she can't get pregnant anymore. But I'm just saying, if anybody that she knows wants to kill their child, she lives in California. You can kill your kid all the way up to birth and probably after birth. So feel free, go kill your kids and burn in hell for all of eternity for murder. And if you can't kill your, if you're living, let's say, in Florida and you're pregnant past 6 weeks and you can't abort your kids, simply drive up to Virginia and abort your kid. I mean, you can drive up to many states and go, you can get on a flight and go kill your kid if that's what you want to do. There's no federal abortion ban coming in the next 4 years. I can guarantee you that, even though I believe in a federal abortion ban. You know what? I believe in federally outlawing murder. Crazy, man, aren't I? Wow. Absolutely insane that I want a federal ban on butchering babies. I'll bet you right now we could get a federal ban passed for not butchering puppies. Right now. But not babies. That's how convoluted and inverted our society is. Because everybody's been brainwashed. Not those of us on this show, but most of this country, a lot of this country, even conservatives, have been brainwashed into accommodating, pulling a child out of a mother's body piece by bloody piece with serrated scissors, and then selling the body parts on the open market. As we just, I just recently pulled a Planned Parenthood video. And the video was shot by the man. He was prosecuted, not the people who actually sold the baby parts. The person who videoed them talking about illegally selling the baby parts. So there's another, and she's so concerned that if your 15-year-old son gets a 15-year-old girl pregnant, they're going to be forced to marry. When has that ever happened? Did that happen under Reagan? Bush? Bush again? On Trump one? Never happened. So again, just bold-faced, hyperbolic lies after she says she's not being hyperbolic. Here's another thing that all the women are doing. This is a classic. Women are now cutting off their hair to be unattractive to men because they're on a 4-year cycle. I'd love to see it. Not one of these whorish women will ever make it past this week with keeping their legs shut. They won't make it past this week, but they're all shaving their heads off. I mean, shaving their hair off to make themselves unattractive to men. Listen, you already were. You didn't need to shave your hair off. You were already unattractive. You probably smell alone. You were unattractive to men. I mean, therefore, I am video. This woman, and by the way, I'm just saying, showing this one as an example. You can find dozens of these on Twitter right now. Go to Twitter right now and just type in shaving head. Go ahead, do it. Watch what happens. This woman is shaving her head to protest patriarchy. That'll work, lady. Play for me. So there you go. Hey, put up that. Go back to the very end. Put up that pic of that woman. So I mean, just at the end. Just yeah, go all the way to the end. Just put up. So Aaron was talking about this. We were watching it. It's a sign of mental illness, folks. I mean, it's a sign of degradation. That's why they shaved all the heads, the hair off of the Jewish people going into the concentration camps. It's a sign. It's like masking. It's a degradation, and it's a sign of mental illness to be shaving your own hair off when you're being forced into a concentration camp and they're shaving your hair off. That's one thing. It's why they do it in the military, is to get everybody uniformed and to break down individuality. That's why they do it. But listen, when Will got his head shaved, when he went into the Marine Corps, he did that because that's what he wanted to do. He's like, you know what? That's what the Marine Corps stipulations are. This woman here shaved our head because Donald Trump was elected president. And that she wants to make herself unattractive, I guess, to the lesbian that just shaved her head. I don't get it. And so they're all talking about standing up for women's rights, right? They're all so concerned about women's rights. Colin Rugg video just in. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Susan Wiles, the first woman in history, has been named chief of staff. This is the first woman chief of staff of history, and that woman just shaved her head to protest Donald Trump hating women. And Donald Trump just made a woman his chief of staff. And then you got Kathy Griffin talking about she's scared that Trump is going to take away all of women's rights. And this absolute tyrant to women, this totalitarian towards women, this quote-unquote threat to women, just made a woman his chief of staff. Did Obama do that? Never. Did Biden do that? Never. Did Clinton do that? Never. Did Carter do that? Never. Never. Never, not one. You can name any Democrat you like, LBJ, anybody you want to name. They never did it. Just like nobody ever moved the embassy to Jerusalem, right? Except for Donald J. Trump. Nobody ever ended Roe v. Wade after endlessly promising that they would until Donald J. Trump, right? Well, nobody's ever named, and I don't care whether she's a woman or not. I'm just saying it because I'm mocking her. I'm absolutely mocking her. I don't even know. I know who she is because the only reason why I know who she is because I found out because she was the woman that spoke briefly at Trump's victory speech. But anyway, the woman who ran his campaign is now his chief of staff. Play it for me, Will.
Donald Trump has just announced moments ago that he is going to name Susie Wiles, his campaign co-chair, to be the chief of staff of his presidency once he gets to office starting in January. And I do want to read you the statement here. He says, Susie Wiles just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history and was an integral part of both my 2016 and 2020 successful campaigns. Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Susie will continue to work tirelessly to make America great again. It is a well-deserved honor to have Susie as the first ever female chief of staff in United States history. I have no doubt that she will make our country proud. As we talked about earlier today,
there's more to it. You can watch it if you want to on CNN. But anyway, so all these women that say that Trump is a threat to their rights, Trump just made a woman his chief of staff for the first time in history. First time in history. So let's just do a little comparison here. We're going to do these right quick in a row here, Will. We'll do Benny Johnson, Ian Miles Chong. Let's do, like, literally what I want you to do is, I don't know how long each video is, but run 15 seconds worth of each video, one right after another, okay?
Yep.
So Benny Johnson video, ever notice how much happier right-wing women are? And then we'll go right to Ian Miles Chong video. Liberals on TikTok are making themselves ugly on purpose to turn men off in revenge of them voting for Trump. Play for me.
A pure world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of liberty started shaking her fist. And a
there you go. Liberal women versus conservative women. Listen, I'm married. I've been married for almost 30 years. I'm just saying, you know what? There wouldn't be a hard choice. Hey, Will, can you get a can you go back to the conservative women and just get a still of the conservative women off that video? I mean, don't just use the top, the front, the the start of the video. There's the very first part of the video. There you go. So there's conservative women, and then go liberal women. There you go. Look, one more time. Conservative women, liberal women. Okay, there you go. I think we all know who we'd date if we were single. There we go. Speaking of never dating anybody, never dating, never coming close. Speaking of, I would never date. Speaking of, make sure that this isn't what's in the dark. Olie London video. Here's Rosie O'Donnell's reaction to Donald Trump being elected. Play for me.
For yourself, call your friends, check on them. And get ready, because we're in for one hell of a ride with him at the helm. And no immunity guardrails. Okay. Okay. God bless America, people. That's all I can say. We're going to need it. And how about we get rid of the Electoral College? Does that, anybody like that? Anyone? I'm not so sure anymore. It's a popular vote. That's what we need to do. Who gets the most votes wins. One vote, one person. No racist math in the equation. Okay? That's what I'd like to do. Spend my life doing that, right? Find a cause you believe in. And go right for it.
All right, so let's go over Rosie's reaction. Sally, there she is. Of course, now that's what I'm telling you. Make sure you know what's in the dark. I'll leave it at that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, rewind on the podcast and you'll know. But anyway,
rough.
Make sure you know. Yeah, that's rough. So then notice what it says there. It says Wednesday after, right? And she wants to get rid of the Electoral College. Aaron, your response was?
Well, I don't have the video yet.
No. I don't want the response. Oh, your personal response was?
Oh, he won the popular vote, you stupid moron.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. So why would you want to get rid of the Electoral College? That doesn't win you the presidency. He won the popular vote, but I think we last checked by over 5 million as of right now. Of course, not all the votes have been counted yet. Shocking. Out of the leftard states. But anyway, so she wants to get rid of the Electoral College. And once again, Donald Trump, this grievous threat to women, and under the policies of Donald Trump with the casting down, the getting rid of Roe v. Wade, he's going to save hundreds of thousands of women per year, because a lot of women are not going to get on a flight to go get an abortion. You can go get an abortion. If you live in Indiana and you can't get an abortion, post 6, 8, 10, 16, 12 weeks, whatever it may be, then you can just easily drive right across the state lines and go get an abortion. That's all you got to do. You can get an abortion anytime you want in Michigan, anytime you want in Illinois. Just go and get your abortion. If you are so dead set, dead being a good word, to go kill your baby, you can go get it. So that's your threat to women. And remember, we have, without New York and California, strangely, without New York and California reporting, we have about 1.1 million kids butchered in the womb per year. Inside the United States, 41.2 butchered in the womb worldwide. So let's just use the United States statistical data. So if Trump causes many women not to get abortions, wouldn't that cause hundreds of thousands of women to be born? But yet she's the advocate for women. She wants women. She wants 500,000 women killed in the womb per year as an advocate for women. She wants women, young girls who will then be women. They don't understand how timelines actually work or gestational periods actually work. They don't get that. But these girls, these 6, 7, remember the 6-year-old at the border with 56 different specimens of semen found inside of her. Remember that one? She's fine with that. She's absolutely fine with that. As an advocate for women, she is absolutely fine with a 6-year-old being raped a minimum of 56 times. Fine with it. Absolutely. 325,000 kids missing, mostly girls, I'm sure, missing at the border. She's fine with it as an advocate for women. All of these kids being sex trafficked across the southern border. I mean, think about it. somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 million that Biden has allowed in, many of them children, 325,000 missing. And by the way, that's just the palatable number. That's what they think you can accept. So it's probably three or four times that many that are actually missing. When I say they, I mean whether it's CBP or DHS under Alejandro Mayorkas, that's what they consider to be palatable. That's what they think that you can accept. There's only 325,000 kids missing. Remember, it went from 80,000 to 325 basically overnight because they knew Trump was going to be like this, so they're getting out ahead of it? Because what is it really? Who knows? She's fine with it. She's fine with all those kids being raped as an advocate for women. Think about it. If this advocate for women's policies were not in place, 500,000 more women would be born in the United States per year. 400,000 more. She's also allegedly an advocate for the black community. 400,000 more black people would actually be born per year if her policies were not in place, but she's an advocate for black people. Yeah, right. So here's a little funny. Oh, Aaron, did you find it?
Yep.
Here's Trump on Rosie. Play for me.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several-
O'Donnell.
That's why. There you go, Rosie. There you go. Awesome. So here, Babylon Bee's response to Rosie O'Donnell. Democrats call for abolishing the popular vote. How are you going to win? Okay, there's no way to win because, by the way, he won both. You can abolish both, I guess, and there'll be no winners. So Rosie O'Donnell, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. He won the popular vote too, moron. Unbelievable. Citizen Free Press video. Here we go. Here it is. I don't know if this is a longer version or not, but I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's too great. So remember, these are reactions to Donald Trump winning the election. Mike Davis, absolute conservative, beast mode, fire breather. He is a major, major conservative attorney. I mean, you're talking about, he is one of the people that got Neil Gorsuch confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. This guy is beast mode. And he's who I want to be AG, but he keeps saying he'll never be confirmed as AG because he makes statements like this. Play for me.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights. And I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
We've been warning people on the show, Mike, this isn't the same Trump administration. Stop messing around. Don't rig elections. Don't illegally vote. Don't try the funny business because we know the team this time and they are not effing around.
And just remember how it all worked. And this is the Attorney General of the state of New York. Where you have, let's go over this, shall I? I mean, just briefly, let's go over this if I can do it briefly. But remember, what they always do, whether it's the DOJ or whether it's people like Mike Davis's Big Fannie Willis, and he calls her Big Tish James, all for a reason because both of them are literally front end loaders. But anyway, what they do is haul people like you and me in front of blue judges, blue juries, blue jurisdictions. Blue grand juries and blue prosecutors, you have absolutely no chance. So let's just go over New York. So you have the Stormy Daniels case, which of course she facilitated using Alvin Bragg. You have the real estate case. And that case, of course, was Judge Mershon. And then you have the real estate case, which is Judge Engeron. Remember these things now. So how does that all work? Well, again, a lot of you already know this, and I don't mean to be redundant, but you got to lay the groundwork for people who didn't know. So The real estate case is hysterically funny because that genesis is from him misevaluating Mar-a-Lago, which they say is worth $18 million. The property right next door to Mar-a-Lago, which is simply acreage with no home on it and half the size of Mar-a-Lago, sold for twice as much as that. And they say Mar-a-Lago, which is a golf course, which is on both sides of the water, intercoastal and ocean. And Aaron told me the acreage, I can't remember what it is. It's a huge piece of land.
62
acres?
62,500 like square feet 62, on 17 000, acres.
17 acres, there you go, yeah. 17 acres. If you live in Florida, 17 acres on the intercoastal and the ocean. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, folks. And not to mention, a mansion is sitting on top of it, which would cost you $50 million, $60, $100 million to build. And they said it's only worth $18 million. That's what. So he misevaluated his real estate properties to get a loan from Deutsche Bank and numerous others. But I'm just using, there's other banks too. But I'm just using, Deutsche Bank actually came and testified at trial. So she said he misevaluated his real estate properties to get loans. Then he paid back all of those loans on time with interest. And Deutsche Bank came in and said, we want to do business with them again, and we are not a victim of any fraud. There's no victims of any, and he was charged with real estate, civil, not criminal, civil real estate fraud because he overestimated the values of his properties. Doesn't everybody do that? So now, for now on in the state of New York, remember that if you, I think John Stewart, I think was one of the ones who did this. If you say that your condo is worth $5 million, but you sell it for $4.3 million, you're going to be civilly charged with real estate fraud because you misevaluated your property. And that's just simply what happened here. And Donald Trump paid back every loan on time with interest. And everybody who did business with him said, we are not victims at all. And then they fined him. So, okay, if there is a fraudulent situation, the settlement in civil fraud situation, the settlement in the case goes to who? The victims of the fraud. There are no victims. So Trump gets fined $500 million. Where does that money go? There's no victims. So where does it go? I mean, think about how ridiculous this is. Now, of course, this is being appealed to the appellate court, which is basically seems to be completely and totally siding with Trump's attorneys. This is ridiculous. We've never seen this before. You don't charge somebody with fraud, whether civil or criminal, with no freaking victims. There's no victims. The people who are the alleged victims are coming in and saying, we want to do business with them again because it's so great. Does that ever happen? No. And of course, then you have the Alvin Bragg, Matthew Colangelo, third of the charge of the DOJ. And I love, because I saw a news report recently and they say, well, you know, the Fannie Willis case, that's a local case. And the New York case, that's a local case. Not local cases. Nathan Wade with Fannie Willis met for 16 hours with Biden's attorneys at the White House and then billed Fannie Willis $250 an hour for it. Out of the $700,000 she gave him, she was paying him twice as much as every other attorney on the case because they were sleeping, they were having sex with each other. And probably still are. But anyway, so that's that case. But anyway, that's not New York, of course, that's Georgia. But the other case, of course, the Stormy Daniels case, for the payments, the hush money payments, Stormy Daniels. Trump allegedly misallocated the funds. It isn't that he even misallocated the funds. He misdistributed the funds or mislabeled the distribution. He put it down as the wrong label. He put it down as a personal legal expense. Well, how would you put it down? First of all, let me just go over this real quick. According to Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' own attorney at the time, the actual affair that was going on was between Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen's the one who solicited the funds from Donald Trump to give to Stormy Daniels. That all makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. There you go. That's what actually was happening, according to Stormy Daniels' own attorney.
Yep.
Okay, so Trump just simply, okay, I'll check for Stormy Daniels, keep her mouth shut. Stormy Daniels, of course, put out a public statement, written public statement saying that there was never a sexual affair between her and Donald Trump, right? So anyway, so they say that Donald Trump paid for that, mislabeled or fraudulently labeled the payment, that he should have labeled it as a campaign finance, as a campaign finance expenditure for paying off Stormy Daniels. That's what the 34 felony convictions are. That's the genesis of all of them. And Matthew Colangelo was dispatched after it was turned down. This case was turned down by Alvin Bragg himself, the United States Attorney inside of New York, and the Department of Justice was turned down the case. Colangelo was sent out of the Department of Justice after they turned down the case, sent to New York because Alvin Bragg's a moron to talk Alvin Bragg into bringing forth the case that the DOJ didn't want to bring forth. That's the 34 felony convictions. They said Donald Trump should have put that down, should have allocated it as a campaign finance expense instead of a personal expense. Now, if he would have put it down as a campaign finance expense, they would have prosecuted him under campaign finance violations. And they would have said it should have been a personal expense. That's the whole case, just so everybody knows. So Fannie Willis is behind all of those New York cases, not to mention, I'm forgetting E. Jean Carroll.
Oh, yeah.
E. Jean Carroll, her case where she says Donald Trump raped her in a department store dressing room 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it is. He's never seen her, never met her. No evidence, no date, no time, no witnesses, no genetic evidence at all, no DNA, nothing, right? But somehow he's found guilty and fined hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Well, they had to extend the statute of limitations for her to be able to sue Donald Trump. Who did that? Letitia James and an personal friend of Jeffrey Epstein. Can't remember his name. They're the ones who actually got that extended, which, by the way, we need to do. We need to do all this stuff. We need to go all the way back. Oh, you know what? Hillary Clinton's 30,000 deleted emails. It's past the statute of limitations, which I don't know whether it is or not. But if it is, change the law just like they do. Change the law, baby. You can change it. Go to Andrew Bailey. Go to Ken Paxton. Try them in those states. That's what you do. But if we don't, we're going to see the Alfie Oaks of the world raided and arrested if we don't fight back correctly. Which, how do you fight back correctly? Do to them what they've done to you. Otherwise, Alex Jones is gonna get raided and arrested. He's already been debanked. He's already been bankrupted. Let's go to the list now. Now we sadly have Alfie Oaks has been raided. He hasn't been arrested, but his home has been raided and his business has been raided. We have O'Keefe Media, at the time Project Veritas, raided. Rudy Giuliani, raided, arrested. I don't know if he was, no, he wasn't arrested. He got the civil settlement for Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman, $48 million for a man who's worth $10 million. Bannon, arrested and federally imprisoned. Peter Navarro, arrested and federally imprisoned by the people who are claiming that's what Donald Trump's going to do. The people who are actually doing it are claiming that Donald Trump's going to do it. Michael Flynn, I don't know if he was ever actually put in handcuffs, but he was arrested and charged with FARA violations. When he was the incoming national security advisor calling foreign governments about what? Can anybody guess? National security. And gets arrested for FARA violations? Foreign Agent Registry Act violations? And it took Sidney Powell's genius to get him out of it? In a D.C. court, of course. But the only way to get out of that is to completely and totally humiliate them. So here's a more response. I can't believe it's 10:17 already. I'm going to go to roughly 10:30. All right. Which I planned on going to like 10:07, but I'm going to go 23 minutes longer. All right. Libs of TikTok video. Here's more of the response here. Without free speech, Kamala might have won. Democrats know and are admitting this. They know they have to lie, censor, and spread propaganda. So here's what they're trying to do. This is their response to why Donald Trump got arrested. Play for me.
We have now let misinformation become the accepted information. It has washed over us. Elon Musk, he buys Twitter, and then he uses it almost exclusively to be a propaganda machine, and we've accepted it. We've accepted a narrative that despite an actually great economic recovery, the vibes don't feel good. So we want to reject it and get something else. And the person we are now betting on to change all of it is Donald Trump. A man who did two almost impossible things. He won the American presidency twice, and he drove a casino into the ground. What will the future hold now that America has just decided that we're going to F around and find out?
Well, the answer to it all is to ban speech. And who says it? The defenders of democracy. The defenders of democracy actually say the answer to our democratic system is to ban speech. So the people who call you and I Hitler want to do what Hitler does so that you and I don't act like Hitler. It's always ban speech. And then what are they accusing? You see all these people. You know, we're going to skip this next one. Will, I'm going to tell you, we'll skip that one. We'll go to this one. Go to the next one for me. Eric Fingolding, whatever. That's actually his name, by the way. He's an idiot, leftist idiot on Twitter. So the very people that are claiming that Donald Trump is going to take away their rights are actively taking away the rights of conservatives and all the prosecutions via all the persecutions via prosecutions that I just named a minute ago. They're claiming that Donald Trump is going to weaponize the DOJ. That accusation is coming from the people who have already weaponized the DOJ. They're claiming that Donald Trump will ban speech. When has Donald Trump ever banned speech? When has Donald Trump ever weaponized the DOJ? When has Donald Trump ever tried to get a federal abortion ban, even though I'm in favor of it? I'm just saying, when has he ever tried to do it? They're accusing him of doing the very things they themselves do outside of the abortion ban, of course, because they love to murder children. So here is another one, Jimmy Kimmel Wonderland here. This is the longer version. You saw the side-by-side on the pregame. And again, we're still in the reaction to Donald Trump being elected section of the show. Holding back tears. It was a terrible night for women. How is it a terrible night for women and for children? How is it a terrible night for children that Donald Trump got arrested? Here's Jimmy Kimmel. Play for him.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go. For healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth, and democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. And
no, Jimmy, it was a great night for us. And what he says is a terrible night. Let's go over his little list here. Terrible night for healthcare. How did healthcare get affected by the Trump presidency? Anybody?
Nope.
No, nothing. Nothing changed, right? We already got a four-year experiment. We already know. So how I would love for, this is what always happens. Whenever any of these leftists actually get cornered on the street and are actually asked, and they come up, why aren't you voting for Donald Trump? Because he's a racist, fascist, misogynist. Give us one example of each. They can never give one. Never. So how exactly is he a threat towards our healthcare system? He didn't do anything to it before. And by the way, he didn't make it better or worse when he was president in any way, shape, or form. How is he a threat to women? Let's just say there was an abortion ban, which there isn't. Just Roe v. Wade's been overturned. It's been turned. Abortion decisions have been turned back to the states. But let's just say there was a federal abortion ban. 500,000 more women would be born per year. Under Jimmy Kimmel, those same 500,000 women that were born under Trump would be butchered under Jimmy Kimmel, but Jimmy Kimmel gets to claim that he's an advocate for women. That's the God's honest truth, and I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. That is how God sees it. How Jimmy Kimmel sees it is that it's a horrible thing for his daughter, for his mother, for his wife, or whoever it may be. It's a horrible thing for women that a pro-life president has been elected. Okay, so how is it horrible for women? Well, the God's honest truth, the way that God sees it, is that if a pro-life president or any political figure is put in place, more women will be born. Under Jimmy, isn't that pro-women? Isn't that, if you're for the black community, if there's no abortions, more black people will be born because the number one cause of death in the black community is abortion. 400,000 plus per year killed in the womb. So the advocate for women's rights doesn't want women to be born and still gets to claim the mantle of advocate for women? Make it make sense. The God's honest truth is God's looking down and saying, who's responsible for the dead bodies? Jimmy Kimmel is responsible while he claims to be an advocate for the dead bodies that he's causing to be dead. So he says that Trump's a threat to women, threat to healthcare. Can't name how. How's he a threat to women? How's he a threat to women? They can still get an abortion. Even though, listen, 50% of the time that a woman's getting an abortion, she's killing another woman. Yet he's the threat to women. Wouldn't the abortionist and the woman getting the abortion and the people advocating for that woman's right to get an abortion, aren't they the threat to women? Aren't they? We don't cause anybody to die. We get accused of it, but we never cause anybody to die. They have an open border, thousands upon thousands of people dying in the middle of the Darien Gap. They cause the people to die. million abortions per year in the United States alone without New York and California reporting. They caused the people to die, not us. That's the God's honest truth. That's God's vision of it. Who causes the people to die? Not the people who are claiming to be advocates for the people that they cause to die. He says that Trump is a threat to justice. When have we ever raided a previous president's home? When have we ever prosecuted a previous president? Numerous times. When have we ever civilly sued a former president? Numerous times. How many times has that ever happened? None. But we're the threat to justice? When have we ever weaponized the DOJ? When has Trump ever weaponized the DOJ? Did Trump raid Obama's house? Did he raid Clinton's house? Did he even go after Hillary when he could have? No. But here claiming Trump is the threat to justice and Trump is the threat to democracy from a man who advocates the banning of speech and the slaughtering of the unborn and the grabbing of guns, the unlawful confiscation, the violation of the Second Amendment confiscation of firearms. He doesn't want you to have them while he's surrounded by them. He's surrounded by walls and he's surrounded by guns that he doesn't want you to have. Here's an interesting one. Act for America video. This is, again, reaction to Donald Trump being elected president. Here's Jerome Powell's reaction to Donald Trump being elected president. Play for me, Will.
Hi, Victoria Guida with Politico. Some of the president's elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Can you follow up on, do you think that legally you're not required to leave?
No.
This shouldn't be a shock to anybody because the Federal Reserve, by the way, is a privately run entity. Everybody thinks because it has the word, it's just all part of a grand delusion, a party that you and I aren't invited to. The Federal Reserve is run by private banks. That's what it is. And they manipulate currency to their own benefit. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. So Trump couldn't fire Jerome Powell if he wanted to. It's a private organization. Jerome Powell's horrible. The Federal Reserve needs to be abolished. We don't need to be discussing who's going to be the chairman of the Fed. We need to be discussing whether there should be a Fed. Because it needs to be abolished along with the Department of Education, the FBI, the CIA, the ATF. We can handle all law enforcement. Everybody's just scared of that. We can handle all law enforcement locally. And then you have joint jurisdictional task forces. It's not hard, folks. It's not hard. We don't need the FBI. I can never remember the date that Aaron got me. We went for all the way into the 1900s with no FBI, and we're perfectly fine. I think it's like 1912 or
1913.
Yep. There you go. Yep. We were fine until 1930 with no FBI.
Yep.
We're absolutely fine. Skip this one, Will. Skip that AOC one. So we're seeing a lot of these pop up. Man, 1027. Still got 1,100 people watching, but here, so I'm going to keep going for a little bit. But breaking 9/11 video, keep seeing these things pop up. All these governors, these left-tard governors, start off with the governor of the state of Massachusetts here. All of them are starting up here, starting saying, Governor of Massachusetts says she will use executive power to stop Trump from deporting illegal aliens. She's going to use her executive power to violate federal law. Play for me, Will.
If the Trump administration requests it, would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, let me say this. I do think it's important that we all recognize that there's going to be a lot of pressure on states and state officials. And I can assure you, we're going to work really hard to deliver. Some realities also need to be, noted, and that is in 2016, we had a very different situation in the courts. And while I'm sure there may be litigation ahead, there's a lot of other ways that people are going to act and need to act for the sake of their states and their residents. There's regulatory authority and executive powers and the like. There's legislation also within our states. So I think that the key here is that every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, to protect our residents, and protect our states, and certainly to hold the line on democracy and the rule of law as a basic principle, right?
She's going to hold the law on democracy and the rule of law while committing federal crimes against the democracy. You're like, Tom, they make no sense. I know. And I'm always begging Aaron to explain it to me. But there is no explanation when people are speaking outright abject insanity. I'm going to uphold our democracy. I'm going to uphold the rule of law by violating federal law in direct contradiction to our constitutional republic. But somehow she's going to be upholding democracy by not allowing Trump to deport illegal aliens out of her state, out of this country. And by the way, there's not a freaking thing she can do about it. Not a thing. And Will was talking about it. Somebody needs to actually have the balls. You know, if she gets in the way, arrest her sorry fat butt too. All right, Kyle Griffin, abject leftist right here, breaking. Governor of California, Kyle's all excited about it as an MSNBC contributor. Gavin Newsom just called. By the way, it's going to be just my prediction here. Gavin Newsom, J.D. Vance in 4 years. Be ready. Just called for a legislative special session to be a legislative special session. Man, that sounds a legislative special session opened by Gavin Newsom to be held in Sacramento on December 2nd, just weeks before Trump takes office to safeguard California values. What are those? Feces on the streets, needles on the streets, mass crime wave, a mass increase in felonious crimes. That's the California values. Making sure that you fix San Francisco and clean up San Francisco. It only took you 3 days to do it right before Xi Jinping gets here. And then Gavin Newsom actually admits from the podium that, yes, that's correct. We did it. We did it just because he was coming and we could do it every day, but we don't because we care about what Xi Jinping thinks, not about what California citizens think. In the face of an upcoming Trump administration, it will initially focus on funding state litigation around Trump administration. Oh, what were all the Trump administrative actions against California in the first 4 years? Let me add them all up here. One, two, none. So this is all just showboating. It's all stating that there's going to be or that there has been problems that have never been and never will be. As simple as this, if you have illegal aliens and they're going to be, and Trump goes after them to deport them, it's federal law that they get deported. Sorry, guys, there ain't a freaking thing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And by the way, they're all the ones that have chosen and said throughout the years, whenever, like Greg Abbott's tried to shut down his own border, idiots like Gavin Newsom say, no, that's a federal situation. Idiots like Joe Biden, remember when they put up the razor wire at Eagle Pass and Shelby Park? Remember, 4,000 illegals crossing per day, put up some razor wire, went down to zero per day, and the Biden administration sued them to take it down? Why would you do that, except if you want the illegal aliens to cross, by the way? So the very people like that, like Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who say, no, this is a federal issue. Fine, you got it. You got what you wanted. It's a federal, you got what you wanted. Remember, you all wanted it to be a popular vote issue. Well, we won the popular vote. Shove it up your rectum. How you like that? So you want it to be a federal issue? Then what are you having? Gavin Newsom has called for a legislative special session to be held in Sacramento on December 2nd. Why are you doing that? You're getting what you want. You wanted it to be a federal issue. Trump's president now, or he will be on January 20th. He's president now, so it's a federal issue. Bye-bye, illegals. Bye-bye. There ain't nothing you can do about it, little Gavi. You can have all the special sessions that you want. There's not a thing you can do about it. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Jess tweet, I just wanted to show you this. There you go. This is what California actually looks like. 2020 versus 2024. And there you go. How are we losing in California? Fraudulent elections. Aaron was saying it when we were watching various videos. They got to keep the illegal stream coming in so they have illegal voters. So they can stop this red surge in their own state. Ain't much blue left. That's why Gavi wants to keep what he's got. And this is with a million people leaving his state. And it's still that red. And they didn't. It wasn't the blue people that were leaving. It wasn't Democrats that were leaving. It was Republicans that were leaving. What do I got next year? All right, let me show you this. I'll finish out with this. Go to the next one. J.B. Pritzker. Here's another one. So we got the governor of Massachusetts, the governor of California, and now Fat Boy Pritzker. I mean, mix in a salad every now and then. This is the guy who wants to legislate health to you. Chaos retribution from J.D. Pritzker and disarray radiated from the White House the last time Trump occupied it. Name it. Name the disarray. Give me a list of the disarray. Give me a list of the chaos. Give me the list of retribution that it radiated. Aaron, can you think of it? Was there any retribution action taken towards the state of Illinois under the first 4 years of the Trump administration?
Nope.
And disarray?
Nope.
Chaos? Mm-mm. Towards the state of Illinois?
No.
I can't. There was no retributive action at all taken towards them. But yet, he's now going to get his ducks in a row to prevent what never happened and never will happen. This time will be different. This time will be different. How will it be different when it never happened before? So what's going to be different? But if it isn't, well, this time may be different, he says. But if it isn't, Illinois remains a place of stability and competent governance. And by the way, Kamala Harris won that state by 4 points. That used to be a double-digit win. She won. Biden won New Jersey by 11 points. Kamala won it by 5. Usually, we lose Illinois by 12 to 17 points. Trump lost it by 4. He cut what he loses New York by in half, too. No matter the storm I'll do that for everybody in JB's voice. No matter the storm we face, you'll be welcome safe and protected here in the state of Illinois. Safe and protected from what? You wanted it. You wanted illegal immigration to be a federal issue, JB. You got it, brother. You got it. So now it is, and Trump takes over. I hope Tom Holman is running the CBP or the DHS on January 20th, and you can kiss all of your illegal voters goodbye. Go to the next one for me. Here's the state of Illinois. That's real blue state, isn't it? Now you wonder why? You wonder there it is. You wonder why? You wonder why Trump only lost by 4 points? That's why. It's actually a red state. And do we actually lose, or do they manufacture ballots in that right-hand armpit corner of Illinois, Chicago? They manufacture votes in the middle of the night. There you go. All right, I can't do anymore. I've got a whole thing. Just one thing I want to tell you before we go. Is that, Aaron, you have something?
Yeah, no, I was going to give a update here. We got another seat in the House. So,
oh, good, hey.
216 to 204.
Oh, 216, two to go, and we own the House. Yep. We're going to get that. We're going to own the House, folks. Yeah. And when we do, it's dude, it's over for them. So I got a whole thing on Mike Pompeo right here. Pompeo's being rumored. I hope that it's a fake rumor to be a future member of the Trump administration. And I just say, get this. If anybody's watching this that has any connections to the Trump campaign or any connections to a person who has connections to the Trump campaign, you need to tell them we don't want Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo tried to assassinate Julian Assange. Mike Pompeo, who torpedoed and sabotaged the original Trump administration. We don't want any part of that. I got a whole thing on. I'll probably launch with it tomorrow, or relatively close to launch with it tomorrow. No Mike Pompeo. None of these idiots. None of former CIA chief, you know, former Secretary of State. We don't want him. He's a deep state hack. He's in business in Ukraine. I've got a whole thing on it. But it's 10:37. Otherwise, I'd do it. I was hoping to get to it. But we'll do it tomorrow night. Rumble Rants, the one and only Tammy L. Margritter, $10. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. Still 1,161 people that are on right now. You got to stick around for the post game. It's awesome. It's kind of dominated by Elon Musk. You're going to love it. Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you that you need to receive it? Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.